marvelous friend, Dean Gallo, invited six of her husband's law school classmates from the class of 86, and Jennifer and me and our spouses and children to their summer cottage for the 4th of July. She had no idea when she issued the invites that tragedy would intervene. 3 weeks ago, Jean's sister found their mom in a chair, inexplicably gone. In the heart of grief, Jean and her husband John didn't hesitate to host 20 people at their cottage for 5 days. Jean planned, bought, and prepared the food for all of us. She was not referring to herself, but could have been, when she told us on the way back from church last night that her mom loved St. Therese, who famously said, "Do small things with great love." As today's title suggests, leadership shows up in many styles. In this case, Jean knows what she stands for and aligns her actions to her values. She models the way, one of the five practices that Kouzes and Posner highlight in their essential book on leadership. Jean is all about action, and we were all inspired, in popular parlance, blown away by the immense generosity of her effort. Here's a second style, quite distinct from Jean's grounded and gritty, unceasing acts of love. This one involves focusing people on the vision. The exemplar is a boss, not the boss, or in this case, the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen famously leads with visions like, "We take care of our own," or "A leap of faith," or echoing Moses, the boss bellows, "And I believe in the promised land." I just finished reading the fascinating biography, Bruce, and Springsteen seems gifted and at times burdened with the calling he feels to help people find a meaningful vision for their lives. Many have been inspired as a result. But this quote really grabbed me because it's not about Bruce, but about how his tour manager, George Travis, brought vision to his work. Biographer Peter Carlin describes Travis's everyday leadership in these words. "Travis makes certain that every new crew member or a down-in-the-dumps veteran walks with him to the back of the arena in mid-show. Standing there, he tells them all the same thing. Between them and Bruce stand X thousand people. Among them, a small but important segment will go home with something that will be with them for their entire lives. It could be the buddies who experience something together. It could be the guy who chose this night and place to propose to his girlfriend. Being a part of this with Bruce makes you a part of what made that happen," Travis tells them. "And I want all the guys who work with me to take that into account," he says. "That's what makes their job, no matter what it is, important." What characterizes your style of leadership? It seems to me well worth knowing where your power lies, how you lead people to places that are good. I'd love to read your reflections as I have shared mine in the first comment this week. What's your style when you lead with your best self?